Do you find yourself rereading Lao Tzu? Is it a source of healing and understanding for you still?
Yes, I would say that Lao Tzu is in some sense my constant companion.
John Hyder, a clinical psychologist, first encountered Tao Te Ching when he was assigned to read it as a Harvard freshman. He has been captivated ever since and is author of The Tao of Leadership, a bestseller which conveys the wisdom of Lao Tzu to a very contemporary audience. We spoke recently at his home in Lawrence, Kansas.
I live, as you do, in a very complicated, highly sophisticated world. Our technology has never been equaled in the world. The complexity of our lives is phenomenal. I need continual reminding to return to simplicity, not to complicate my life, to take time for being in everyday life, to observe Sabbath or Shabbat in my everyday life. Because when I fail to return to the simplicity of Taoism, I get caught up. I get lost. I get bewildered by the modern world. A concrete example is I don't drive a car much. I drive a car about 5,000 miles a year. It would be hard for me to lead a life in which I drove a car 15 or 20,000 miles a year, and I don't get much support from the culture around me for walking most places or not using a car much. And Lao Tzu and Taoism gives me that support.
And I guess doing more walking really does represent a less frantic life.
Yes. It takes discipline to allot time for walking places. It's very easy to say, let's jump in the car. My attention pie has only so many slices, and I need to prioritize them. I need to lead what many people would call a lazy life if I'm to have time to walk to the grocery store or the post office.
Or at least a more leisurely life.
Thank you. That's a nice way of putting it. A more leisurely life, yes.
A feature we're robbed of a lot.
Central to Taoist philosophy is the idea that I am responsible for my existence and for the karma I create. If I say I am robbed of, I give power to forces outside me. They do it to me, and I'm their victim. From my point of view, it's my responsibility, with every help and support I can get, like Lao Tzu, to say no to the world.
So in a way, I'm robbing myself.
Yes, I am robbing myself.